Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers and sisters, the Church celebrates today the solemnity of the Assumption of Mary. Our first reading will be taken from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 11, verse 19 to chapter 12, verses 1 to 6 and 10. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 45. Our second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 20 to 26. Our gospel reading will be taken from Luke's gospel, chapter 1, verses 39 to 56. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is Mary's journey to heaven. Mary's journey to heaven. Pope Pius XII declared in our dogma Munificentissimus Deus, 1st November 1950, that the Immaculate Mother of God, having completed her mission in the world, was assumed body and soul to heaven. This dogma formally defined the Assumption, which was an ancient Byzantine feast adopted by the Western Church in the 7th century. Although the Assumption is not explicit in the scripture, but it offers the grounds for celebration of the Assumption of Mary. For example, Elijah's whirlwind entry into heaven in 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 1, and Enoch's walk with God into heaven in Genesis chapter 5 verse 24 could be considered as foreshadows of the Assumption of our Mother Mary. In fact, Mary's Assumption would be extremely difficult to counter because Mary's salvific role prepared her for more than mere death. Besides, St. Paul, in today's second reading, reminds us that death came through one man, and in the same way, the resurrection of the dead has come through one man. And he adds, just as all men die in Adam, so all men will be brought to life in Christ. But all of them in their proper order, Christ as the first fruits, and then after the coming of Christ, those who belong to him. Thus, my brother, my sister, the resurrection of Christ, the first fruits of the first fruits, opened the door for Mary's Assumption, which is a share in Jesus' victory over sin and death. Besides, Mary comes first among those who belong to the Lord because she is Theotokos, Mother of God, and Ark of the Covenant who brought the Christ into the world, as noted in today's first reading. In Luke's Gospel chapter 1, Angel Gabriel revealed Mary's predestined privileges, and in today's Gospel, Luke chapter 1 verse 39 following, our Mother Mary foretold her future glorification, which was a response to Elizabeth's acknowledgement of her blessed motherhood and the unborn child's joyous reaction to her greeting. Therefore, like Mary, our mother, we are part of the first fruits of the Lord with the hope of the resurrection. In baptism, we declared to serve the Lord as Mary did before the angel. For that reason, the Lord made us bearers of his Spirit. Hence, he has given us graces for victory over sin and death. And so, my brother, my sister, let us cooperate with the graces given for our salvation, because heaven is our homeland, a homeland that we must attain. Since we belong to the Lord, we must live a life worthy of eternal life. St. Paul reminds us, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, flee from youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, together with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. May the Lord grant us a pure heart. May the Lord grant us the grace of His mercies. And may the Lord grant us His goodness this day and forever. May He prepare us for our own journeys to heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.